Simon Tov Mem Beis, Seif Yud Aleph, which is the final Seif in this Simon. Areva Shaloshim Boim Chometz are wooden bowls, which are used for making chometz. Big bowls made out of wood. Ein Lismoich, if you're using it for making chometz and making dough in it, chometz take dough in it. Ein Lismoich, you cannot rely on Mashiroich Tzin, Oison, Bechamin. If you're washing it up with hot water, Umenakin HaChometz Bohen, and after you're scratching out the remains of chometz in that large bowl, you can't. You still can't use it on Pesach. Why not? Wooden bowls, cleaned up with hot water. Never mind absorbing. That also could, yeah. Yeah, stuck. Absolutely. Ki yev shal in Akron, it's impossible to scratch all the chometz out. Shal isha bain ben akol kizayis, it's still going to have a full kizayis of chometz in there. Watch out. However much you scratch it out, there's still going to be dough inside it. Vakli metzarfoin, and the kli joins everything up, and you're going to have a kizayis of chometz in that bowl. It's a large bowl, and therefore you certainly can't use it on Pesach. V'tzorich, so what's the alternative? It's what you're going to do about it. Oh, good. Okay, I didn't think of that. I wonder if that would help. They planed it. Good, good. Very interesting. That's interesting. So the interesting. That's very interesting. So Shulchan Aruch says a different etza. You've got to give it to the goy as a gift. Ad lachar Pesach until after Pesach. Or you could cement it. So option number one, give it to the goy. Option number two, you cement, you cover it with some sort of cement or clay or something. Vuadin, and similarly, a botzek should be clay in a sorim. If you've got a bowl which has got nasorim, it's got nails inside it. So it's like a large bowl which has got pieces, and they are connected by nails. You won't be able to clean it completely. Imagine a bowl, there's nails. So obviously there's going to be some holes, and obviously going to be some chometz in there. You can't use that. And the only etzah is A, you give it out to the goy. B, you cement it. I don't know exactly how you're going to cement it. It probably means by covering some sort of, what would you say, some sort of layer or something. Some layer, some... A wooden kind of bowl. Option number two is letuchon betit. You smear something on it to tar. Would that work? Well, Shulchan Aruch says it works. It's not going to, Achome is not going to come out from that. All right, okay. So the eighth over here is to give it to the goy, which is interesting. But note that the suggestion over here given is to give it to the goy. Now, Tovla says the Ramah, Tovla says, Kain bekelim sheminichem b'en kemach kol ha'shalom. More relevant to us is these words of the Ramah, that it is good to take not only those big bowls, but in fact any keli, bekelim sheminichem b'en kemach kol ha'shalom, the kelim. Any vessels that are used for keeping flour in it the entire year, you do the same with that. You've got to give it to the goy.
Can I just ask?
There's
no option of like we do now. We sell all the time.
That's what he's saying.
When did we institute that we could sell homage?
Well, it actually touches on that. Every year the eitz is given, you give it to the goy. He wasn't as a sale the way we're doing it nowadays. It was genuine. He said, Mr. Goy, my next door neighbor, here, take this bowl. You know, take it for now. So really, can I have it? He said, yeah, we'll talk after Pesach again. But if he gives it, he gives it. If he doesn't give it, he doesn't give it. So it's not the same kind of transaction that we have nowadays. We'll talk more about the mechira in a later Simmons. We'll get back to that in Yitzhak Hashem. But here the eitz is given is, give it to the goy, and very importantly, the Gemara says, you do that with any keli, which is in touch with flour the entire year, you've got to do that. What would be the equivalent nowadays? What keli is in touch with flour the entire year? And the next case is, v'chein, similarly, bekelim sheminichem bohem pas, kelim, any vessel, any that you menichem bohem, that you place in it, pas, bread, kol ha'shana, the entire year. So anything which is used for the year, throughout all year, for bread or flour, you must give it to the goy. So what would be the contemporary version of that? Yeah, very good. Chalabul, yeah. The entire year is going to be in touch with chametz. What else? That's a keli. Not sure that's called a keli. That's not called, I'm not sure. You said it's called a keli. I think, yeah. A keli is not really, a table is not a keli. Bowls, cutlery, yeah. Probably, some of it is in it says, kelim shemenichem b'yom paskal hashanah. A biscuit box. A bread, bread. All these are constantly in touch with chametz. That is something which Shulchan Aruch is teaching us. The Gemara is teaching us. Don't clean it. I mean, you may clean it, but don't rely on it. You must give it to the goy. Yeah, that's what the chiddush of the Gemara is over here. Something which is consistently, regularly, the whole year in touch with chametz, you have to sell it. You have to give it away.
Really? We don't sell that, do we, today? You don't sell.
We have to give it to the goy. No, this is not about absorbing. This is not about absorbing. It's anything which is something which is you place bread in it the whole year. You cannot just clean it. You have to sell it. You have to get rid of it.
So you have to include it in yourself, the goy, then with
your yeah.
Food.
Yeah.
No.
Yep.
This is only so a KD you have to sell as well.
Yep. That's what we're learning.
Don't those people lock it up and just.
Yeah, so if you lock it up, it's going to be included in the sale. It happens to be. If you put it with the, what do you do with it? Let's say a bread or brisket kind of container or something like that, or a challah board, anything like that. What do you do with it?
Lock it away.
Fine. By locking it away, you're actually selling it to the goy. That's actually what the sale will include. That you're putting it away, so that's going to be included in the sale. It's better if you specify, but if you don't, it's still good enough. It's still sold. The chametz in it's still sold. If you've got a mapo, a kind of tablecloth or any sheet or yeah, tablecloth is good that you'd keep that you'd would be used for covering the flour. It's not good enough just to shake it off. Tablecloth. Don't just shake off a tablecloth. V'tzich kibbus. You have to clean it. You wash it. K'day l'shtamesh alei Pesach in order to use it on Pesach. So here, Rabbi Yisrael, it's not good enough to shake it off. If something is constantly in touch with chametz, it's not good enough to shake it off. It has to be washed. Now, yeah. Yeah. Okay, good point. More metal, one piece, it's one, yeah. Now, there is one thing which I want to point out. We said that we've got to put all, what else? There must be so many more examples of cases that things which are used for chametz the whole year round. Dry. What else?
It wouldn't apply then to normal cutlery used during the year.
Probably not.
Or china plates.
Yeah, I don't know. It's something, would you call it something that it's used for the chametz for the whole year round?
Well, generally, anything you're using the whole year for chametz.
It's something which is designated. Kelim shemenichem b'yom paskal hashana. Something which you'll use for bread the whole year round. Yeah, so I'm saying it could be. I think that a fork probably will be part of that. A fork probably will be qualified. What do you think will be classified in that? A regular metal fork. Is that something which is? I mean, the words of the Shulchan of the Rama is kelim shemenichem b'yom paskal hashana. You place bread in it, but probably forks. You'll always find a bit of chametz between the knives. You know, there's a bit of some of it you won't be able to. Nevertheless, what is interesting is note the first three words of the Rama. Tov la'asos kein, it is proper, which means that it's not a halacha psuka, it's not a requirement, it's good and proper to do it, but it's not halacha psuka, I don't know why. It's good to do that. Yeah. Yes, but by putting it with the items, that is going to be sold to the goy. Do you know what I think? Also, the lunch boxes, school lunch boxes, or not stuff in school. I mean, any lunch boxes that are made out of plastic, and you keep a lunch in there. That's designated for chametz, isn't it? Right. So you can't clean that. It has to be placed away. Tov laskim bekelim shemichem en kemach kol hashana v'chem bekelim shemichem en pas. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that's Simon Tov. One second, what did you say about the... Yeah, so tablecloth. Let's just talk about tablecloth for a minute. So the Ramon finished off saying that tablecloth, which are used for chametz, you can't just shake it off, you have to wash it. What are your thoughts on that? Tablecloth? There are yidnu a makbet. I don't know what your minig is. Yeah, to have separate, not use the same tablecloth, and to have separate tablecloth and tea towels for Pesach. What do you think about that? So what we're learning over here is that it's clearly okay. Lemaisa, we're learning it's clearly okay. You don't have to go that far. Shaking is not good enough, but tzicha kibbutz, if you wash it, it's good enough for Pesach. Mishavu does point that in an base, kibbutz yofa bechamin, that it needs to be hot water. But once you have done it through hot water, it's actually fine. But it is true that many yidna makbit and machmen, they will use other ones. But meikar then it looks like there's absolutely no need to. There's no need to. Yeah, and now there's, yeah. I wonder if that's, yeah, it's perhaps comparable. The chumah Pesach, yeah. Okay, Simon Tov Mem Gimel Din Chometz Pesach Lachashesh. Okay, Simon Tov Mem Gimel tells us about the halachos of Erev Pesach. So we're moving on, a new topic. Now, gentlemen, I found this. Do you remember that? You may remember. He's 7 years old. Wow. Okay, I found it. It fell out of my Mishnah Berurah. This is what we did last time we learned it. I must say, I felt it was quite good because he helped me now learning it again. So it has some value in it. So the halacha that we're going to be learning now, can you see it? Is the halachas of Erev Pesach. Let's just get this clear over here. So Leil Yud Dalet is the Leil Petikas Chometz. There, everything is permitted in terms of eating, benefiting from Chometz. Right? There's no Issa. You do have to do Petikas Chometz, but you can still eat Chometz, right? Okay, what happens on Yom Yud Dalet? So you're waking up on Erev Pesach, which is which day this year again? We've been through that, forgot though. Wednesday morning. You wake up on Wednesday morning. Can you still eat chametz? Can you still enjoy chametz? You can indeed. Okay, so it says over here, Yom Dalet, from the first hour till 4 hours inclusive, it's all is permitted. That's what I wrote in green, all is permitted. Meaning, you can still eat chametz, and you can still benefit from chametz. But then comes the fifth hour. The fifth hour is about 9:30. In the fifth hour, there is Madarabon and Halacha that you're allowed to benefit from Chametz, but you're not allowed to eat Chametz anymore. That's the purple area. That is followed by the sixth hour. Sixth hour, Madarabon, you're not allowed to eat and you're not allowed to benefit from Chametz. And that leads us all the way till the end of the sixth hour, which we call, what's the end of the sixth hour? Chatzos. And that's this line over here, which is red and orange. And underneath it, you see, it says sixth hour, which is Chatzos. What happens on Chatzos? There's an Issa D'Oraisa. There's a Torah Issa, which kicks in then. And I wrote it down in red. Also Behano, and certainly, also to eat as well. That all happens at about 12 o'clock, sixth hour, that's Chatzos, on Erev Pesach. That's Midrash already, and that leads all the way till the beginning of Leil Tezvav, which is the night of Seder night, which is about, which at that point, with the Issa continues, also Midrash of eating and having Hanof Muhammad. But here there's actually an additional Issa of Bali Roy Bali Emotze as well, which starts by night. Okay, so Rabbi, so just again, just to summarize quickly. Leil Yud Dalet, what's the halacha? Everything's fine. Yom Yud Dalet, all the way till the end of the fourth hour, everything is permitted. You're allowed to eat, you're allowed to enjoy, you're allowed to have any... Okay, then comes the fifth hour, which the Issa is on a rabbinical level starting. The Issa of don't eat chametz, but you can still have benefit from chametz. Leading into this, the sixth hour, what happens then? You're allowed to eat and you're allowed to benefit, medrabonon. All the way till the to chatzos. Chatzos, which is midday, also be'hanah and also be'achila on a Torah level. And that leaves all the way till Knesset. Does that make sense? Can I just pass it on a little bit? Just have a, do you want to just have a look? Okay, and that, once you get that, that's Kol HaTorah Kula, Regel Achas, of Sif Aleph in Siman Tov Mem Gimel. So let me just go through it as Siman Tov Mem Gimel Din Chometz Berav Pesach LaChashesh. So Chometz Mishay Shoyz V'Lemalo B'Yom Yudalet Also Be'Hano. Chometz from Chatzos onwards on the 14th is also Be'Hano, is also to have any benefit. V'Afilu Chametz Shleini Yud, even if it's Goyish Chometz, makes no difference. Also Lehenes Men Yudalet have benefit. V'Asur Chomem. But not only that, that's true. From Chatzos midday on Erev Pesach, Wednesday, lunchtime, it is also Medei Reise to have Hano from Chometz. But Chachomim added a restriction. They added two additional hours of Issa. Tahainu, i.e., Metchila Shor Chamesh, from the beginning of the fifth hour, they asked already. What did they ask? Mukol Shor Chamesh is Mutta Behano. For fifth hour, it is Mutta to have Hano. For Eshalim Ochol and Yehudi, you can still sell it on to the Goy. Vafilu Habe Biachat, even lots together. Shabbat Allah Yechleinu Koyden Pesach, although it's clear he's not going to finish eating it all. It doesn't make a difference. There is an Heta to have Hano, fifth to the fifth hour. If you can even still feed the animal. So that's a good question. For until what time can you feed your animal chometz? Until what time can you feed your animal chometz? So on Bdikas chometz night, is it okay or not? Certainly. Before chatzos, from the first till the fourth hour, certainly fine. So where does the issa? Yeah, because that first hour, you're not allowed to eat, but you still have to have an or, so that's fine. And fifth to sixth, that's what's going to be also. That's right. If you feed the animals, you still have got to make sure, if it's so close to Pesach, what do you have to make sure? If you're feeding your animals chometz, you have to, yeah, that's right. You have to make sure, You have to make sure, don't hide it and put it away. You've got to make sure that it's all eaten up. And you remove what is left off. What is left? What's still remaining? On from the 1 hour before Chatzos, within the sixth hour, so from hour five to hour six, the sixth hour, Hano is also Medrabonon as well. If it's an Ibu Yalipye, then the days are a bit longer. Helu Abba Shois Lifne Inya Yoim, then you've got to evaluate the days according to the days are going to be a bit longer. But the Lechu Chometz at Shlish Yoim, then it's going to be a bit different. Fish Oimim at Shlish Shois Kodim Chatzos, some say you've got to watch until 2 hours before Chatzos. So Abba Yisai, the key points are over here as follows. Let's look at the truth in Mishnah Berurah that points out what we've got to remember over here. Siv Kotten Aleph in Mishnah Berurah. Also Be'ano. Medei Reise. This is important to remember. From Chatzos, it's very rare that there's transition periods by day. Where else do we find it? Where else do we find the halach has changed midday? Where else do we find it? Normally, all the halachas, you know, they change by night. Tisha B'Av, Chatzos, that's right, yeah. Very good, yeah. That's right, yeah, that's one of the, yeah. But that's the Rabbonon, yeah. But on the Reise level, we hardly ever find something changes by day. Where else we find something changing by day? That midday something changes. It's quite rare. And that's what happens on Erev Pesach. On the Reise, on a Torah level, the Yolef B'Gemorah, we learn from the Pasuk, the Gemara learns from the Pasuk, Lo Yisoychal of Chometz Kloima, Ad Korban HaPesach. Like the Korban Pesach, was also something which took place by Chatzos, V'Kiblu Chazal, Roi Tzeloima. Lo Yisoychal Chometz, Mishar Sheruya Lishchitzel Pesach. Shchitas, the shechting, the slaughtering of the Korban Pesach, was from Chatzos onwards, Tehanu Mechatzos Hayom Ve'Elech Shubin Abayim. And therefore we learn, Mishar Sheh, also Be'achila, also Be'ano. Everything kicks in together with the time, in line with the time of the Korban Korban Pesach, Shchitas Pesach. Just like Shchitas Pesach was on by Chatzos, so also the Issa is L'Shechel Chom Chometz happens already by Chatzos. Now this is a bit of a controversial one. It's a machloikas. V'chein le'inin baliroi balimotzis kimo kama poiskim deinoi v'mashem mishah chometz mishay shoyes v'lemalo kol zman shalegei mi'apesach gufa. According to the consensus of the poiskim is that baliroi balimotzis starts when? Baliroi balimotzis. When does baliroi balimotzis start? Yeah, it starts by Nacht, not by Chatzos.
will only start by night. Although you're not over on Baliroya Balimotze, over you're still over on not fulfilling a positive mitzvah of the Aseta Shpis to Soyim Bateichem. There's an additional mitzvah of removing the Chometz in Erev Pesach, and that's what you're going to be over on. If you're not going to be bekeim that mitzvah by having still Chometz in your house on Erev Pesach. The Koral Erev Pesach Shemeshesh Shaz Velemar from Chatzos onwards. Okay, so that's the bottom line. What is it that I don't know exactly what happens nowadays generally in terms of our timings? How do we do it? So we on Leil Pesach we do Bdikas Chometz. On Leil Bdikas Chometz we do Bdikas Chometz and we find by day, what do we do? How does it work? By day what do? We do the Bir Chometz. What happens after the Bir Chometz? So Bir Chometz is going to be sometime in Yom Yudalid in the morning. After Bir Chometz, can we still have benefit from Chometz? Theoretically. You can. Until, but normally we tend to do Bir Chometz quite early. But Lemaisa, as long as you don't eat, until when could you really do Bir Chometz? I'm saying it's no, you don't. As long as you don't eat it, no, I know. Yeah. What about the? What do you? Yeah. When can you? Be a chometz? No, I don't think so. Because the reason being that once there is an isahano from it. Are you making me bil chametz if there's an isar on the chametz? I'm trying. What do you think? Yeah, I don't know. Mistama, you are. Could you in theory do bil chametz after chatzos?
I personally get a kick out.
Yeah, there's certainly a zizi makdim him, and there's certainly. I wonder. Can you do bil chametz? I'm just. What do you think? Could you do in theory? Could you do bil chametz after chatzos? Could you burn the chametz after chatzos?
Why not?
You shouldn't. Ideally, you should certainly do it earlier. But could you do? No, lechatchila. I'm sure you should do it earlier because of zizim akdimin and pure chametz. No, you can't. Once it's Pesach, you certainly can't because it's not your chametz anymore. Yes. So yeah, that's in order. Yes. Yeah, but it's not the idea. You're right. You're 100% right what you're saying, and it's a very valid point. But in theory, that's not the way you should do Bir Chometz, because really Bir Chometz is something which has to be your Chometz. Once Pesach comes, once it's Pesach, once it's Nacht, it's not your Chometz anymore. It's also Be'ahana. It's not yours anymore, and therefore there is no in principle there's no Bir Chometz anymore. Still, what we've got to do, because you can't keep the Chometz. But in terms of fulfilling the mitzvah of Bir Chometz, you're not really fulfilling the mitzvah anymore. But if from Chatzos onwards, there's an Issa Hano, but it's not Baliroya Balimotze. I'm going blank, I don't remember. It could be that in principle you could even do Bir Chometz after Chatzos. I'm not sure. I remember that we spoke once about it. I don't remember what the Maskana was. What do you think? What do you remember? Can you do in principle? Right, let's just have a quick look. Yeah, it certainly doesn't. I just don't know why. Bir Chometz, let's just have a look. Let's have a quick look in his earlier simon, Bir Chometz. Could you, in theory, of course, you're right, lechatchil or not. Could you do it? What do you think? After Chatzos, Bir Chometz? Can you burn the Chometz after Chatzos? Naftali, what do you taina? Pardon?
Why
את אח הבדיקה. That's it. It has to be for Chatzos for a technical reason. Simon Tov Lamed Dalet Ziv Beis. After, what do we do after the burning of the Chometz? Bittul. Can you do Bittul after Chatzos? You cannot do Bittul after Chatzos because it's not yours anymore. So therefore, you've got to do before Chatzos for a technical reason. So that's what he says. Simon Tov Lamed Dalet Ziv Beis. Tov Lachsana. Yeah, before Kushar Shishis. So that's the halacha. Okay. All right, okay, because of the bittul. Okay, boys, so that's it for this evening. We'll continue from Siv Beis tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.